Okay. Hiya Karba Torah Begiz Mana Mikra Im Kivan Liva Yotza. So if one was learning Torah, and suddenly when he got to the Parsha of Kriya Shema, it came time to actually, it coordinated perfectly. By the time he's learning Torah and it got time to read Kriya Shema, it was actually the same time, perfect. Im Kiben Livo, if he had Kavana while he was reading it, that he wants to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, Yotze, he's Yotze the Chi of Mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So the Gemara then says, the Mishnah then says, B'prokim is famous, that when is it mutter to respond in the middle of Kriya Shema or in the middle of its different blessings before and after? B'prokim, between the prokim of Kriya Shema and its brachas, shol mipnei kavod. You're allowed to ask someone how they're doing if it's someone of kavod, someone that you have to honor. Umeshiv, and you could respond to someone on how they're doing on someone you're chayiv to give them kavod. Ube'emsa, smack in the middle of the chapters themselves, shol mipnei yira. You could ask how someone's doing out of fear of that person, they might kill you. Umeshiv, and you could respond to that person, shalom, that you're afraid of. Divra meir. Yehuda says, be'emsa, in the middle, smack in the middle of prakim, you're allowed to be shol mipnei yira. You could ask someone how they're doing who you're afraid of. Umeshiv ne kavod, and you're allowed to respond out of honor and dignity, meaning to someone who you have to honor. Ube prakim, between the chapters of Kriya Shema Brachas, shol mipnei kavod, umeshiv shalom l'chol adam. You ask out of kavod, and you can respond to anybody between the chapters, even if it's not somebody who you need to give specific honor to. The poskim say nowadays we don't really have these breakdowns anymore between here, between there, because basically the common person who comes to shul would understand or would be able to get it if he just went, like this, he gave one, like that, something like that. So Elohim Bein HaProkim, what exactly is Bein HaProkim between the chapters? Where is considered between the chapters? I think your art scroll, by the way, marks it off for you. Your Domain Sidur and mark it up, what's Bein HaProkim? Elohim Bein HaProkim Bein Bracha Rishona, between the first bracha, meaning the brachas before Kriya Shema, and the second bracha before Kriya Shema. That's one chapter.
But which is the second one?
Yeah, the Ava Rabba is the second. Ava Rabba is second. So Bein Shnia L'Shma, between Ava Rabba and the Shema itself, between Shema Yisrael, is the Parsha Rishona. Between Shema and Hayayim Shemoa is between the chapters. Between Hayayim Shemoa and Vayomer, and then between Vayomer and Emes V'Yotziv is another chapter. Rav Yoshev asked in his shir, why didn't it say between Vayomer and Emes? Vayemes. Why is it saying between Vayomer and Emes V'Yotziv? So you said that the post can point out, I wanted to show you that the main chiyuv here of not interrupting between the chapters is a shachris chiyuv when you have demes v'yotziv. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bein vayomer lemes v'yotziv, lo yafsik klat. You shouldn't interrupt at all. Am Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, lama kama parshma lavayim shema. Why does the mira of parsha shema come before vahayim shema? Why is that the order? Meaning the opening line. Why does the opening line come before the first paragraph of shema? Kedeshia kabbal alav ol malchus shemaim tchilas. You could accept the yoke of heaven first by saying the parsha shema. V'achakach makabbal alav ol mitzvahs. And then afterwards you makabbal upon yourself the ol mitzvahs. The yoke of heaven, the yoke of doing the mitzvahs itself. Vahayim shemoa vayomer. Why does vayim shemoa come before vayomer? Because vahayim shemoa applies noag bim vayom bim alayla. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is essentially what the parak of vahayim shemoa is all about, the chapter in shemoa, that applies at night and at day. But the mitzvah of tzitzis, which is mentioned in vayomer, ain't a noag ela bayom bivad. It's only mentioned during the day alone. At night is potter from wearing tzitzis. Shema mina, we learn from our Mishnah, mitzvah tzrichas kavana. You see from our Mishnah, from the fact the Mishnah said that if you were learning Torah and it came time for the Kriya Shema, and you had in mind for Kriya Shema, you're Yotze. So the Gemara is saying, oh, the door's locked. Someone get the door open. The Gemara is saying, is this Mishnah actually trying to weigh in on the famous Machlokas Amoraim? There's a huge Machlokas Amoraim here about whether mitzvahs need kavana or not. Our Mishnah is dropping it like as though it's assumed. So what do we have a whole machlokas throughout Shas? Whether mitzvahs need kavanah or mitzvahs don't need kavanah. It says it straight here in this Mishnah. So
what is the halacha?
I think by deraisa we say mitzvahs don't need kavanah, but there's two types of kavanah. There's the kavanah that you're doing something, that you're being, and the specific kavanah of, let's say,
whether it's okay to knock the mitzvah out or not.
We assume deraisa by deraisa, no.
I know by shofar you have to tzrichas kavanah.
So that's just to connect you, Rav Gifter says by shofar, mitzvah tzrichas kavanah might be, because you have a steer in the Rambam. Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Matzah says that kafu parsim lecho matzah, the Persians force you to eat matzah. Whole discussion why Persians. But Persians force you to eat matzah, and you ate matzah, and you needed that night. You needed to eat matzah anyways. You're yotze, you're chiyuv of matzah, even without kavanah. And by shofar, he says there you need to have kavanah to be yotze from the guy blowing the shofar. So stira, do you need kavanah or not kavanah? So Rav Gifter's own, there's thousands of pshat on. Rav Gifter's pshat in this is that that by the shofar blowing, you have something interesting. You need to connect with the guy blowing. You're not the one doing the maisa. You need to connect back with the guy blowing. So in order to link you up with the guy blowing, that's why you need kavana.
So if you did it yourself,
if you did it yourself, that would be the argument that maybe you don't. Others say there's a difference between words that are dibor versus words that are maisa, things that are in the mind. There's a whole deal. What? Yeah, pigul might be a separate status of kavana. I mean, the Rambam assumes pigul is is. Machshava by kachim is a whole separate genre. Just because even the Rambam says the idea of pigul by kachim is not in the mind. It's that you think and say, I'm going to do this afterwards. Other Rishonim disagree with him and say it's only in the mind. But machshava by kachim is a great, because then it gets into lishma. Is lishma the same thing as kavana? Right? By matzah is supposed to be made lishma. Is lishmana the same category as kavana? And then you have misasik when it comes to Shabbos, hilcha Shabbos. You have to know you're violating. There's many categories of kavana, maisa, machshava. What? Shechecha Vayom. Very good. We assume also by Derabanan, but the question is whether Derabanan. I see the Sefer, Maisa Choshev for 40 pages on Kavana. All right. So we continue. Here we go. So the Gemara says, so you see from here you need Kavana. Why are all the Amorayim fighting in every Gemara? Our mission says it straight out. No. So the Gemara says, Be'emes, mitzvahs don't need Kavana. So my imki ben libo. What does it mean, imki ben libo? It means if you intended likros, you were intending that you focus to read Shema. What does it mean, likros? Hakakari. You're reading. What do you mean? Of course you had kavana to read. Bekorah lahagia. The Gemara is talking about where you were reading the Torah in order to fix it. You were looking through it to see if there's any mistakes in the Sefer, in the scroll. That's why you were going through it. You weren't having kavana to read. So the kavana in our Mishnah doesn't mean kavana for the mitzvah. It means you have to have intent to read something. You meant to read it. Not like total, I had no clue what I was doing. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema, there's something even worse called, and everyone agrees to it. Rabbeinu Yerucham brings the concept of anti-kavana. If you have anti-kavana for a mitzvah, everyone will agree, even if your old mitzvah ain't Srichas kavana, that'll ruin the mitzvah when you have negative kavana, not neutral kavana, negative. Tana Rabbanan, Kriya Shema Kiksava needs to be read the way it's written, right? The way it's written in the Torah, Divrei Rebbe, meaning Lashon Kodesh. Chachamim say you can read it Bechol Lashon. My time, what's the reason for Rebbe, who says only Lashon HaKodesh? Because it says, Amarkra Vahayu, right? Vahayu Advar Ma'ila, Vahayu Bahav Yasin. Do it the way it is. Like, do it the way it's supposed to be. For Rabbanan, my time, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? They say B'chol Lashon, because it says Shema, meaning B'chol Lashon to Ashamea, in every language that you could hear. Tosus on the side, B'Lashon says that at Har Sinai, we know that Hashem gave the language, in every gave the Torah in every single language. B'Shivim Lashon. So why shouldn't any? So everything's good. So everyone agrees that no one argues. There's not one man da'amar. There's no midrash or anything that argues on b'shivim lashon. Everyone agrees to it. The only machlokas is: do we need to use the ikar lashon, or do we need to use whatever lashon Hashem expressed it in? That's the machlokas. Okay, l'Rebbe Nami, or even according to Rebbe, see if it says Shema. So what does he do with the word Shema? Hahumi boile. No, he needs to teach you. Hishma la'oznecha masha'ata motzim epicha. You should hear with your ear that which comes out of your mouth. Rabbanan teach you Shema, that teaches you what are they going to do with the word Shema. They use Shema for Chol Lashon HaTashamea. So what do they do with Hashmea Oznecha? So Savri Luhu Kamanda Amar V'lo Hishmea La'oznav Yotza. They hold like the Pasuk of Shema that they say that if you don't hear what you say, you're Yotze. Meaning, since they don't have that extra limud, they'll tell you you're yotze. Ulurabonanami haksi vahayu. It's mashma that you need to read the lashon. Read it b'lashon hakodesh shalom. What do they do with the word vahayu? So rabbanan say ahumi boile shelo yikra lamafreya, that you shouldn't read it out of order. Rashi says, what's the out of order over here? That you're going to read the words, each word out of order. Rambam says it's talking about the order of the psukim.
Yeah.
The kasha in Rashi is, what's the havamina? Why would I have thought that it's good? According to Rambam, it makes sense why I would have thought it was good. Because at least I'm getting a full sentence out. I'm just flipping around the order. I'm playing with the way it's supposed to be. But when I'm switching around the orders, what's the Havamina of Rashi? It's mumbo jumbo. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all. And then you could answer for the Rashi like the Ramban, the beginning Ramban in Sefer Bereishis says that Kol HaTorah Shemot Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Torah is all just names of Hashem put together. So you're achieving something with it, but it's still a very difficult Havamina in the postgim. Shagas Aryeh says he has no clue what the Havamina of Rashi is. He leaves it at that. Okay, the Rebbe says the word Vahayu that Kriya, right? We learned from the word Vahayu that Kriya Shema said in Lashon HaKodesh alone, Lo Yikra Lamafreya. Where does he learn the now to do things out of order? Minale, Nafkale Midvarim. So it says Hadvarim, right? Vahayu Dvarim Ha'ela Alavavcha. So He could have said that, but it said hadvar. And Rabbanan, dvarim, hadvarim lo darshi. They don't darshan from the extra hay. That's not their thing. Lememer, is that coming to say the Sava Rebbe, the Chola Torah Kula, B'chol Lashon Emra? Is Rebbe coming to say that your Yotze, your Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah in any language you read it in? On Monday and Thursday or Shabbos morning when someone wants to lane, he can read the Parsha in English? These Salka Dayim Lashon HaKodesh Nemra, then Vahayu the Kasa Rechman Alamli. Why did the Torah need to write Vahayu specifically by Kriyashma? The implication is Vahayu only by Kriyashma, but everywhere else you could read in any language you want. It's an interesting question of the Gemara, because the idea of reading the Torah came up later. Then the Midaraisa source itself. We have the Mayim in there, and the basic ideas are in there, and started with Monday, Thursday, so we never go 3 days without Torah. But the question itself, the post can point out, is an interesting question. There's a famous tshuva that was sent from Rav Jung, who was the rabbi of the Jewish Center in Manhattan. He wanted to know, the board wanted to start doing some English prayers in davening. And he sent the letter to, who's the rabbi who lived in Switzerland, the Gaon who lived in Switzerland? I'm slipping. I'll remember in a moment. The Sri Deish. He sent a letter to the Sri Deish saying, can we do some prayers in English?
Yeah.
So he says, listen, B'chol Lashon Emra, you're right. Hashem gave everything in every language. And it's important that people have Kavana know what you're saying. He says, but in this culture, in this climate, once you start with the English prayers, you're going to move the spot for the bima. You're going to have an organ in the back of shul. So it was the slippery slope theory. Don't start messing with the way tefillah is at that time. So it's true. So you need to have... So Bamis we say the Yotzei de Chiyovas Kriyas Torah in Lashon HaKadosh alone, and Itzrich Mishum Dechtiv Shema. The reason why Shema needs a special lima to tell you only Lashon HaKadosh, because it says the word Shema, which I would have thought means hear it in any language. Therefore the word Bahayu says no, there too, also just in Hebrew. Lememer, is that coming to say the Savar Rabbanan B'chol Torah Kub Lashon HaKadosh Nemra? These Savar B'chol Lashon Nemra Shema Dekos Rechmanali. Why don't you need Shema specifically there? Because you say Itzrich Mishum Dechtiv Bahayu, because he'll do it the opposite way. Since it specifically says Bahayu, I would think that it's only you could only read Lashon HaKadosh alone. Therefore, the word Shema teaches you that by Shema you could do other languages. Tana Rabbanan Bahayu comes teach you that Shelo Yikra Lamafrei. We said you shouldn't read Kriya Shema out of order. So, and then we said Hadvarim, right? Ha'ela Alev Avecha comes to teach you Yacholte Kol Parsha Tzricha Kavana. You might think every single paragraph of Kriya Shema needs Kavana. Talmud Lomar Ha'ela, just these, meaning Ad Kan. Until the end of the pasuk of Livavecha, do you need kavana? Do you need kavana in Shema? Mikan ve'elach ein tzricha kavana. But further on in Shema, you don't need kavana. Div Rabbi Lezer. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says back to Rabbi Lezer. Harehu Omer. It says Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alivavecha. And therefore, if like what we're saying according to you, that from there on you don't need any kavana, so it should have said Asher Tzivisicha. What does it mean, mitzavcha, which is mashma alashon of atid, future, that it's going to tell you? Mikan, therefore you see, right, you see, atalamet shekola parsha kula tzrichon, the whole paragraph needs kavana, meaning because this pasuk of which I commanded upon you, which I will command upon your heart, is focusing on what's coming right afterwards. So therefore, that's got to be included in what needs kavana. Amar Avar Chanam Yochanan, halacha krabi akiva, the whole parsha, first parsha paragraph of kriyashma needs kavana. Ika de masnisa lav. Those who learn the words of Rav Bar Chana on this din, Tanya Koreshma tzarech shechavenas libo. The one who reads Kriyashma, he needs to have kavana in all the parshias. Rav Acha Mishrom Yehuda says kaven shkiven libo perik rishon. No, since you have kavana in the first paragraph, shuvein tzarech. You don't need any more. Amar Rav Chana Yochanan halacha kedivrei Achai Mishrom Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Acha, who's in the name of Yehuda, that it's enough to have kavana in the first paragraph. In the first paragraph of Kriyashma. By the way, there's a famous, you know, there's a distinction you had in the last stuff between Zechira and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Pesach night, and there's a mitzvah all year round of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim, of remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the famous, lots of Torahs on the difference between the two. One is back and forth style, one is children, you know, a lot of difference between the two. The question is, the Rambam leaves out the mitzvah of Zechira Yetzias Mitzrayim. He mentions Sipur, but he doesn't mention the mitzvah of Zechira by Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is clearly a mitzvah. So everyone tries to figure out what exactly it means. Many famous answers, great answers. I'll just give you one, because it applies to what we're doing right now. Rav Chaim Brisker says, we see from the Gemara, there are four shitas, which paragraphs you need kavana in for Kriya Shema. You're going through all these shitas now. Rambam Paskins what? Rambam Paskins you need kavana all the way through for every single paragraph of Kriya Shema. Therefore, says Rav Chaim Brisker, the reason the Rambam didn't give you a separate mitzvah of Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim, because he already hits it in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Since you need kavana by all Kriya Shema, and all Kriya Shema is deraisa for the Rambam, therefore it shows you that's the Zechira, and therefore he doesn't have a separate mitzvah of Zechir Sitzias Mitzrayim.
Also,
there's
a chilek between Armenian and not Armenian.
Is there? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Kind of a minion is.
Right, but I don't know if there's such a difference.
But you need Ba'amariv as well.
What?
Does the Rambam hold Ba'amariv as well?
Yeah, even though there's no mitzvah of tzitzis.
Even though there's no mitzvah of tzitzis.
That's the drasha in the Haggadah. Yomam v'layla, right? Says the layla is at Olam Hazev, Olam Hava, or is this night in the morning and the day? Ben Zoma.
What about the Pashmina explicit?
Rav Chaim Brisker, beautiful piece of Rav Chaim. There's a beautiful Rav Chaim in Shmoneh Esrei. Rav Chaim says there's two dinim of kavana. There's one is omed lifnei amelech, the one that you are aware that you're standing before the king, and then there's perish amilim. Specifically, you know what the words say. Rav Chaim Brisker says that you don't need perish amilim when it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, but by the first paragraph of Shmoneh Esrei, you need to know that you're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to know that you're omed lifnei amelech. That you at the beginning.
All right, so you know, but don't you have to concentrate of what you say?
L'chachil, you always have to concentrate on what you say, but if you ended up in left field, the stipler asked the question that, let's say, all of us at some point where our minds wander in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, we end up in left field. Isn't that a hefsek in the Shemoneh Esrei? Doesn't therefore every hefsek ruin?
Yeah.
It's like a bracha, talking in the middle of a bracha. You lost the whole thing. Each of us lose every single Shemoneh Esrei. What's the deal? So the stipler said that there's a difference between using your dibur to interrupt something and your mind just wandering to interrupt something. That doesn't create a hefsek, isn't generated by your mind going here, going there. And then there's the Rambam Pasuk. It's the first paragraph of Kriya Shema needs Kavana. First paragraph of Shemoneh Esrei needs Kavana. After that, l'chachil, of course, we don't go on autopilot. But b'di'evit, you went into autopilot, you don't repeat. And the main idea is also, you don't want people to keep repeating, they're going to keep doing it over and over, the Rambam says. They're going to keep repeating the bracha of Atal. You tell them once to repeat again, they're going to keep doing the same mistake over and over. It's hard to keep going.
So the Rambam Shema is the meaning of Zechira? I mean, that's the mitzvah of Zechira.
Well, the end, the last paragraph for him, the last
but
paragraph.
I'm saying, as far as the mitzvah of Zechira's Vitzis Yisrael, that's not a mitzvah itself?
That is part of the creation. That's one shot. It's Reb Chaim's shot.
I'm saying, but in the Sefer Mitzvahs that when he brings out the mitzvahs, Zechiras of Yisrael is not mentioned?
Not in the Rambam. The Rav Huttner had a beautiful answer, and this will continue. Rav Huttner said the following. He said that, beautiful pshat, what was it? Oh yeah, he said that Rambam, we know, left out things which aren't l'doros, which aren't for future generations. Right? Rambam things which, and we know in the future, that once we have the new Geula, you're not going to be mentioning the old Geula. There's no point in mentioning the old Geula anymore. So then the kasha is, so why did he mention Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Beautiful answer of Huttner. Because the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to see as though you're there right now. If you're mamish there right now in it, it's not reflecting on something in the past that's going to become nullified in the future. You're there right now, and therefore, since it's presently occurring, therefore that's why you have the mitzvah of Sipur. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so Tanya Ida, fine, we said Tanya Ida, Ikad Masi Lahada, those who learn the words Rabbi Chana on the, no, we did that already. We didn't do that yet. That Tanya Koresh Matzarach Shech Chavanes Libo, you need to have Kavana in all the parshas. Rav Acha Mishram Yochanan says you need to have Kem Shalibo Berk Rishon Shuvay Netzarach. Am Rav Acha Mishram Yochanan, Loch Kiyar Rav Acha Mishram Yudah. Fine. That's enough from the first paragraph. Tanya Idach, another brice we learned, Vahayu comes teach Shaloya Krelam Afrei. You shouldn't read Kriya Shema out of order. Alav Avecha, what does that come to? Rav Zutra says, Akka Mitzvah Kavana. And to there is the mitzvah of Kavana. Mikan Ve'elach is the mitzvah of Kriya. You only have a mitzvah of reading, but no Kavana. Rav Yoshia says, Akkan Mitzvah Kriya. Mitzvah Kriya stops by the first paragraph. Mikan Ve'elach, but from then on is the mitzvah of Kavana. What a funny shita. You could have a mitzvah of Kavana keep going, but the mitzvah of Kriya not going. So what does it mean? You're mumbling, but you're thinking what you're saying. So Maishna Mikan Ve'elach Mitzvah Kriya Dechtiv L'daber Bam. It's mashma you need to read with your mouth. Hachanami Ksiv Dibarta Bam. It's mashma you need to be emote what's coming. Say, have it come out of your mouth. So why is there a Mitzvah Kavana without the Mitzvah of Kriya? What it means is as follows. Hachi Kamar. Ad Kan Mitzvah Kavana Kriya. In the first paragraph of Kriya Shema where it says Alav Avecha V'Dibarta Bam, you need to have read and have Kavana. From then on, there's Kriya below Kavana. The Mitzvah is to read alone and you don't need Kavana. That makes more sense. Umayishna, how's the first parsha different where we say Ad Kan Mitzvah Kavana Ukriya? Dichtiv, you know why? Because it says Alav Avecha V'Dibarta Bam. So we learn from Alav Avecha they need Kavana, and we learn from Dibarta Bam that you need to Mitzvah Kriya. Hasam Nami Haksiv, it says in our parsha, it says Alav Avchem V'Daber Bam. It's mashli need kavana. How's that any different? So ahumi boilach Rabbi Yitzchak. No, because that alavavchem is needed for Rabbi Yitzchak. To amar v'samtem is divarai eila alavavchem, meaning tzrich shtei sima keneged alev. Teach that you need to have the tefillin facing the heart. Amar marilent the brayser which says adka mitzvah kriya until the end of the first paragraph is the mitzvah of kriya alone. Mikan ve'elach in the second paragraph mitzvah kavana is the mitzvah of kavana. So maishna mikan ve'elach mitzvah kavana because he holds it says mishum dechtiv alavavchem. Alav Avchem is a mitzvah of Kavana. Hachanami, Haksiv, in the first paragraph, it says, though Alav Avecha. So why does he hold no Kavana in the first paragraph? Because Hachikamer, this is where Rav Oshia is saying, Adkan mitzvahs kriya v'chavana. In the first paragraph, you have both. You have alavecha v'divar tabam, meaning kriya and kavana. Mikan ve'elech. In the second parsha, you have kavana without kriya. You have, that's the interesting shita. Maishna, why is the first parsha different? Adkan, where we say mitzvahs kriya kavana. It says alavecha v'divar tabam. Here also, it says in the parsha, the second paragraph, it says alavavchem l'daber bam. It says in the second paragraph. It seems you need both. So what does it mean? So this pasuk is b'divrei Torah k'siv. It's talking about divrei Torah. That haki kamar achmana. This is what the pasuk is saying. Agmiru banaychu Torah. You should teach your children Torah. Ki heiched ligra subhu. So they could learn it on their own. The independence in learning is the purpose. Tanu rabbanan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Ad kan tzricha kavanas aleif. Divra meir. Amarava halacha kurab meir. That the first pasuk alone is the one that needs kavana. Interesting Tosus over here. The Amarava halacha kurab meir. Tosus says hachi hilchasa. The kaima lan karava to hubasrai. He says that we know this is the halacha because Rava is the one who quoted him, and halacha was one of the later ones, and the halacha is always by the one who comes later in that set. Not the later one. We paskin by the guy who just came this week down the street. No, it's the later in each set. We always paskin like the last of the Rishonim, the last of the Achronim. Why the last? Because they're able to take into account everyone that came before them and make it work. Okay, Tanya, Sumcha, Sumer, Kol Hamarech. Whoever lengthens the first pasuk of Kriya Shema be'echad, by the word echad, marichen lo yama v'shnosav. So we lengthen his days and years. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, ube dalet. Not the whole word echad, just by the word dalet, and not by the ched. Very hard. That's one of the proofs that maybe the Yemenites have the pronunciation correct. Right? We could th for a while, but you can't duh for a while. Try it out. Amar Rav Ashi, ube vad, shalo yachtof v'ches. As long as you don't swallow up quickly the letter ches. Rav Yirmiyah, Hava Yosef, Kameh, Rav Chia Barava. He was sitting before Rav Chia Barava. Chazi Davi Marach Tuvei. So Rav Chia was schlepping, that he was going on too long in one word. Honor the Rav Chia, Sivet Rav Yirmiyah, Kevin Dam Lechiz, since you were, your Kavanah is the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamala, Lamata, La'ar Baruchas Shemayim, Tulo Tzricha, it's enough. All right, you coordinated, got up, down, left, right. What are you doing? How much more do you need? Amar Rasam Rav Ukva, Amar Rav Yehuda, it says, Alevavecha, you need to say it Amida, while standing, without walking from place to place. Meaning focusing. You think to say you might think to say this pasuk alone needs to stand. Ela ema ad alavavecha. The whole thing needs to be said ba'amida, meaning in place, without moving from place to place, because the whole parsha needs kavana. Mikan ve'elef. But from then on, lo, you don't need to stand. Rabbi Yochanan says kol parsha kula ba'amida. The entire first paragraph needs amida, without meaning not standing specifically, just in one place, without going from place to place. Va'az Rabbi Yochanan l'taime. Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning, his shita by kavana. Dam Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan lacha krav achesh shamishum Yehuda. The entire first paragraph needs kavana, and therefore the first paragraph needs to be while you're focused in one spot. Tana Rabbanan.
And if you don't have, must you repeat it?
Yes. Yes. Well, you're not using the Mitzvah.
I'm asking you if you couldn't concentrate on the first time. You won't be able to concentrate.
Yeah, we say that svara by Shmona Esrei because that svara by Shmona Esrei because you have brachas. By Kriya Shema, you have no bracha. But saying the Shema itself, there's not a bracha. So let him say it again. Let him say it till he gets right.
If you cannot concentrate, doesn't help you.
Then you're onus.
Then you will say.
Then you're onus. Hopefully you're someone who can say, now I'll focus. If you can't, if you know you're not someone who can focus, then you're onus anyways. Onus Rachmana Patre. You're right. What you're getting at is also the Mishnah that later on is going to tell us that we're saying Shema Shema too many times. Looks like you're davening to too many Rishuyas. Too many different things. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael again, Shchad, Zu Kriya Shema Shrab Yehuda HaNasi, Amr Le Rav Chia, Lo Chazina Le Rabbi Le Mekabel Le Malchut Shemayim. I never saw that Rabbi Yehuda would Kriya Shema Shal Shachris and Mekabel the Yoke of Heaven. Why would he skip it? Amr Le Rav Chia said to Rav, Bar Pachse, meaning like the son of Gedolim, B'shash Shemavir Yadav Alpanav, when you see Rabbi Yehuda doing this in the middle of a shir, he puts his hand over his eyes, you think he's thinking and learning? No. Makabal of Olmachu Shemayim. That's when he's saying Shema and accepting the yoke of heaven. So the Gemara says, wait a second, would Rebbe Chozer V'Gomer, would he finish the Kriya Shema after the Shir? O Eino Chozer V'Gomer. Or would he not finish the Kriya Shema after the Shir? So Bar Kapara says, Eino Chozer V'Gomer. He wouldn't go and finish it. Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe says, Chozer V'Gomer. He would go and finish it. Amrle Bar Kapara Rebbe Shimon Rebbe, Bishlam Adidamina. That makes sense that he Eino Chozer V'Gomer, Haine De Mahadar Rebbe Shmea De Ispe. Therefore, Rebbe would go over the learning each day. The learning that had the paragraph for Yetzias Mitzrayim, meaning he didn't want to stop learning. So the way to cover his bases is he would learn the part that has the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Eluladidach, but according to you, who says Damar Choser Vegomro, that he would go back and say it, and therefore he would say the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema Yetzias Mitzrayim, Lama Leila Rabbi Haduri. Why would Rabbi go back and say it after his learning hadn't Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he say Kedei Lahaski Yetzias Mitzrayim is Mana. No, because it's an Inyan to say the Yetzias Mitzrayim during this Man Kriyat Shema. Amar Avela Brei Dar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Darav. Amar Shmai Yisrael Shem Alkeinu Shem Echad. Who says it normally, properly? Venenas Beshena. And what happened was, you started saying the first paragraph normally, and then you started dozing off. You started dozing off. Your yotzei. Amar Rav Nachman Le Radu Avde to his Eved, whose name was Daru. Daru Avde. His name was Eved. His slave was named Daru. Bepsuka Kama Tzaran. So by the first pasuk, he said to him, he told his slave, chepa me. Don't let me sleep. Right? Bother me if I'm falling asleep. Right? Like the rugged shover used to tie a nail to the ceiling and tie his pace to the nail when he was learning. So if he falls asleep, it'd pick him right back up to learn. That's why I haven't having Yavna put a nail in above my spot. I don't have the hair for that. All right. So Pukam Tzaren. So the Gemara says, Tfei lo tzaren. More than that, leave me alone if I fall asleep. Amalei Rasa Beit Rabba, Avucha Heichi Avi Avid. How would Rabba, your father, be knowing over here if he was dipping during Kriya Shema? Amalei Yosef says, the son of Rabba, Rabbi Yosef, Bipsuka Kama Vekam Tzaren Afshe. In the first Pasuk, he would like, you know, kick himself. Tfei lo Avimar. But if he fell asleep after that first Pasuk, he would just let himself doze off. Lo Yom Tzaren Afshe. Am Rabbi Yosef Prakdan, one who lays down on his back, lo yikra kriyashma. That's not mechubadik for kriyashma to read it that way. Mikra hu dolo likre. That's only the reading of the kriyashma he shouldn't do. But ha migane shapir dami. However, the laying down on your back, though, the implication is it's mutter. It's just the kriyashma is the problem. Vaha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, layat amana parkid. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi used to curse those who would lie on their back when they go to sleep. Not kubadik. Amri migna bar mitzli shapir dami. To lie on your back when you're... meaning you're on your back when you're leaning on your side, sort of in between side and back. That's mutter. Mikra afo gab de matzli nami. However, to be able to read Shema when you're on your side, that's usher. That's not kovadik for Kriya Shema. Vahar Rab Yochran matzli v'kar. Rab Yochran himself.
That's the mitzvah of Shema, meaning when you go to the big morning and night. But Kriya Shema l'mita, are you allowed to
be doing that? Post can say Kriya Shema l'mita. If you're already lying down, one can do lying down. Yes, good. Ha Rab Yochran matzli, you can. You can stay. Ha, Rabbi Yochanan Matzli Vekar. Rabbi Yochanan would read Kriya Shema when he was on his back and leaning on his side. So shiny Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's different. The Baal Basar Haya. He was a heavy guy, so therefore it was hard. He was a Baal Basar. It was heavy for him to turn around to be able to focus.
Okay, let's stop there for today.